I paint a lot of happy scenes. I paint a lot of Americana. I idealize everything that I have, that I hold dear, and I put it on canvas. These are my dreams, these are my hopes. This is me, this is the inside of me. Look at it.
Artists talk through their paintings, and Charles Wysocki is telling us what America should be. A peaceful, uncomplicated, happy scene with decorative houses, stylized creatures, and everyday people. Wysocki's paintings make America look its best.
Being an artist to me is a marvelous experience. Every morning when I come down to my studio, I close that door. I'm in a world all by myself. It's very selfish, in a way, to be alone in a room by yourself and painting all the things that you want to paint. But then, when the painting is finished and it's hung up on a wall, you make them public. And I think that's where your bravery comes in, because you're hanging your soul on the wall.
Wysocki's paintings reflect his frequent trips to the Pennsylvania Dutch country and the Eastern Seaboard. Savoring the sights, sounds, and smells of natural living, Wysocki transforms them into another imagined America. He takes snapshots of and strikes up conversations with the locals, and his observations often appear in later works. A simple lean-to evolves into a country estate. A filing system consisting of clippings from magazines, newspapers, anything he can get his hands on, is a frequently consulted resource, along with his vast collection of books on Americana topics.
And what I do is I really don't trace or copy photographs verbatim. They're used as an aid. I like to create things. I like to design and redesign things so that everything in the painting, I can say, belongs to me. It's fun starting out a canvas that is absolutely white, and when it's all done, everything in it is all covered, and it's covered with all the things that you enjoy doing, and it's total creativity.
Wysocki is best known by his stylized rendering of an idealized America. Highly structured, busy scenes which show many chapters within the story of a town. Generally composed with bright colors and a flat picture surface, his work defies the traditional rules of perspective. There are those who refer to Wysocki's style as naive. For this artist, any label only sets limitations on creativity.
There are no rules in art. I think you should do whatever you want to do. You should break the rules if you can.
It's rare to find a Wysocki painting that doesn't have an American flag and a fat red heart tucked somewhere within the imaginary world. Wysocki tells us fat hearts hold more love than small, skinny hearts.
I lived in a very poor neighborhood. The people weren't poor, and so poor that they couldn't afford to have a flag flying out on the holidays. And they would use bunting to decorate their porches, their houses, their cars. And on a holiday, when I was about 3, 4, 5 years old, I would walk down our big long street that I lived on, and I would see all of this tunnel of red, white, and blue, and stars and stripes and whatever. It had to make an impression on you. At that age, it was just absolutely overwhelming.
Today, the Wysocki sensibility draws inspiration from the stability of family life and quiet solitude. Nestled in the California mountains, his home bears a striking resemblance to cottages found in his paintings. With Liz, his wife of 22 years, and their children, the Wysockis seem to live in the America depicted in the artist's work, a simple, unpretentious era. Memories, pictures, storytelling by books on tape, and even television provides stimulation for Wysocki's unceasing artistic exploration.
Now when I hear books on tape on the radio, that's fantasy to me. People are telling me a story while I'm painting. There are compositions, marvelous compositions that you see in some of these stories that are on TV.
continually challenging himself, Waisaki describes an emerging, dramatic style that will express a wider range of emotions. He plans to tell one story in a painting, work with more somber tones, and to place his subjects in a more believable environment. Waisaki is currently at work on his next major project, a 5-foot-long painting which will incorporate his lifelong study of all things happy.
I think it's going to be a very successful painting because of the idea itself. A Boston street scene at night, everything lit up, people having fun in the street in the snow. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Will this be the Waisaki masterpiece? For Charles Waisaki, the passion of painting is painting itself, and he doesn't foresee any end to the development of his personal vision.
I think every artist who is worth his salt is always looking for that elusive masterpiece, and he hopes he'll never paint it, because once you've painted it, there's nothing left to do. So it's that carrot that hangs out there all the time, and that's what keeps you going, and that's the fun of it, chasing it.